Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim in the Teres HaRogat Shever. Should be a schus for Ama Yoshev B'tzion and for the Binyamin Simcha Benedina Minya, Cheney Chana Basmalka, Moshe Beshner, I saw Moshe Mordechai, Bracha Basalva Chamasei Demnach, Yosu Chaim Tzvi, Hosechai Techal Tzevo Cholano Vimelea. In the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin and the Aleph Amud Beis, it says the Gemara wants to know how you get that you can marry a woman with bia. So the Gemara says because the pasuk says, "Ube'ala," and since it says "Ube'ala," "Kiyakin Shisha Ube'ala," "Melamit Shenikins Bebia." And this teaches you that she's acquired with bia. And the Gemara says, "Valodino, my yivam sheniknis bekesef niknis bebia, zushiniknis bekesef and zushiniknis bebia." Gemara says, "Lachar it's a kal b'chomer. Madoch yivama, who's not acquired with kesef, is acquired with bia. A woman who's acquired with kesef certainly acquired with bia." The Gemara says, "No, I'm avir tochiach. I'm able to disprove that because she's niknis bekesef and she's not niknis bebia." Then we say, no, Amir is not a pircha because Malam Mirvish can't kenyan mishul the shumisrus. Of course, not Nikta, there's no bishi ishus. But this woman, her kenyan's for ishus. So therefore, Amivriya doesn't shlug us up. So first we had Uba'ala teaches you that, yes, she's Nikta's Bibiya. And then we're saying you have a Kavachomer from Yavama. And then we have a Kasha from, we have a Kavachomer from Yavama. They don't say kavachom because of mevriyah, and they say everything doesn't shlag us up. And the Gemara says, the Gemara now that's the end of the. Braisa. And then the Braisa continues, and the Gemara continues. Tamalam rabala balamali kwas. What do you need the pasuk for? You have a kavachomer. You learn from Yavama. So Gemara says, no. Can't learn from Yavama because Yavama is a kukuv omedis. She's not a kukuv omedis. She's bound. She's already bound and waiting. So therefore, bia works for her, but not a regular woman. And that's why you have Ubala. Rashi says, she can't kukuv omedis, lezemach mitz kedusha ames. Because the kedusha ames, she's kukov omedes to her husband, to the yavam. And the bia is only coming to be goymer, but it's not akin to meikara. Anyway, so that's the gemara, and this just one of the most beautiful svarim that's been written since Bria's Olam, is the Sefer Tzafnas Paneach HaMaseches Kedushin, which comes out from Achon HaMaor, where they have these brilliant Talmid Chachamim, taking the Ha'aris and the of the Rogat Shavar from his Gemara, which was, I think, preserved on microfilm, which was secretly snuck out of Nazi Germany before it was too late. At least a lot of his Ksisiyad were, I think this was as well. And it's hard b'chlal to read the Haris, just to read what it says, and then to write it out, to type it out clearly, and then to write Biur, just a running commentary, just incredible, a running commentary, and then Haris in the bottom to expand, just amazing. It's like, I don't know. Main olam haba. So Rabbeinu writes as follows. Gilyan, this is what it says in the margin of the Rogat Shavar's Gemara. Ubala mam shenik is bibia. Vahadlo yalef la mikra de mevur le kaman daf samaches. Amad beis vacharechen. So we have a pasuk later on. Why don't we learn from the pasuk that we see in the Gemara on 80 and 68b? That it says v'acharechein tavoi leo ba'alta. Ve'in b'sifri that derak bia koneba. It says acharechein tavoi leo ba'alta en l'chaba l'mitzis b'ila. So all you have with this woman is mitzis b'ila. In other words, he takes the yifas toyah. He has relations with her as a Gentile woman. And then he marries her. The second time around, it It's for marriage. So you have a source that Bias Kana. And so is Mashman the Targum Yerushalmi, which we call Targum Yonason. Te'ul levasav tifrun yasav tevele lachlin tu. You have beer with her, and you write her a ksuba, and then she's your wife. So it doesn't say anything about kiddushin. All it says is that she's nicknamed Bibia. And the Rambam writes in Hochas Malachim 8:6 that after her geiris, the geiris of Deisha Sifas Torah, Nosa b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Rambam does say kiddushin. So writes the Tosis Rid. So the Lechem Mishnah asks from the Sifri. He says, look at the Sifri. The Sifri says that, oh, it's only Bia. V'acharechein tovo eleo ba'al te'en lecha l'mitzvah's Bia. So there's not no regular kiddushin here, meaning there's no kesef and shtar. All there is Bia. So here also, by a regular woman, why can't it work with Bia from the HZFAS Torah? That's how you marry her. So why can't you also marry a regular woman with Bia? It should also work. And Rabbeinu, the Rogachever, wasn't happy with the Rambam because of the Sifri. How does the Rambam say that Nosa B'Ksuba B'Kiddushin? No. There's no Kiddushin. All there is Bia. That's the only way he can marry her. And so he writes B'Ktzara and Tzafnas Panech and Parshas Kiseitze. So he continues. And he says, Mishum Desham, Kvari Knuya Lo Begeder Kinyan. There he's already acquired to her. In other words, he's a Kinyan Ishus without a regular Isser of Ashes Ish. Kvari Knuya Lo Begeder Kinyan. Al Yede Bia Achas. In other words, the first Bia that he was Boel Begiusa. Since he was Boel her Begiyusa, now already, once he has that first Bia, when she's a Goya, so that already is a Gedra of a Kinyan. There's no Isser Eishes Ish yet, but there's already a Kinyan Ishus. So you can't prove from there to our case, to a regular married woman, to a regular woman, where she's not going to already be Kinyan Ishus. So later on, in Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph in Kiddushin, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos if he's allowed to have beer with her b'shas milchama. Tosfos brings a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. However, Rabbeinu in a lot of places in Safnas Panech in the Yerushalmi Makas Perak Beis Halacha Zayin, Tshuvas Safnas Panech Chelak Aleph Simin Gimel Simin Dalet Tshuvas Safnas Panech, that's Safnas Panech Dvinsk Safnas Panech Warsaw Simin Peivav. So in all these places, he writes that the kavan of the mandam and the Yerushalmi that asers the first bia b'milchama is that it's aser to have bia with her until she's mekabel upon herself the geder of the ger toishav not to be oved avodah zarah and to keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. But lekulei alma, it's mutter to have the first bia when she's a goya. In other words, even though many understand that you're not allowed to have bia with the fas toyar when she's a goya, she has to convert first. Rabbeinu says there's no such day. Even according to the Mandarim and the Yerushalmi, that says you can have beer with her when she's a Goya, it means when before she's Makabal the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But if she's Makabal upon herself the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, then he's allowed to have beer with her. So, Lekulei Alma, you're allowed to have beer when she's a Nachris. Just some say she doesn't have to be makabel l'shevet mitzvah noach. Others say she does. But the kuli alma, he's allowed to have beer with her when she's still a goya, at war. And therefore, again, you can't learn from the Yeshus Yivaz Torah to us, because by us, you can't have be you can't say she's acquired with be a regular woman, because there's no kinyan yet. But by the Yeshus Yivaz Torah, you know why you can marry her with bia, because there's already a kinyan beforehand. With the first bia, there was already a kinyan Yeshus, and now you make her an official Yeshus Yish with the second bia. But a regular woman, you can't be koner her with bia. You can only marry a Yifas Torah with Bia, because you already had Bia. So she's already partially kanui, she's already kanui to the man. So that's what Rabbeinu writes, V'im b'sifri d'rak Bia kona ba mishum d'sham k'var hi knuya lo, b'gedr kinyan ali deha Bia. So there she's already knuya with the Bia. V'im mashe kasafti, he continues, l'kaman daf chav beiz amar alef, Rashi dibur maschil l'kuchin, that it says, l'kach de l'kuchin yesh l'cha ba. You have the kuchen. You can marry her. And Rashi writes that after her gerus, kedushin are tofes. And on this, Rabbeinu writes in the Tshuvat Safnas Paneach Varsha in Simen Chavov, v'divrei Rashi tzrichim yon gadol. It's actually a typo there. It says Dafayin Gimel. It should say tzarich yon gadol. So Rashi doesn't make sense. Dezeh koidim geirus. In other words, the pasuk of ulakachta is talking about before the geirus. So how does Rashi say that you have lekuchen after the geirus? Continues Rabbeinu la'acha geirus zeh kra huva b'kiddushin daf samach beis samaches samad beis la'chakach. In other words, he's asking another kasha on Rashi. La'acha geirus, you don't need to learn that there's lekuchin, because we already learn from the pasuk v'achar acharken. That's what he writes. Zekra huva b'kiddushin daf samaches v'acharken. In other words, we have acharken tevoa leo be'alta v'haisa lecha le'isha. So that's tefisas kiddushin. So he says Rashi's. He's got a kasha on Rashi on two accounts. Rashi says that lekuchin means that kiddushin is tefis after geirus. First of all, this pasuk is talking about before Geirus. And for after Geirus, we have a different pasuk, Abu Ba'alta. So that's what he's referring to over here. Look at what I write later on, Dav Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, and Rashi. And therefore, Rabbeinu explains differently than Rashi. Rabbeinu explains that already in Milchama there's a gedder of Lekuchin. This ulakachta is not talking about after her geiris. This ulakachta is talking about before her geiris, already b'shas milchama. There's already a gedder of lakicha. What's the lakicha before the milchama? That there's already a kinyan ishus. There's no isere shesish yet. But there's already a kinyan ishus. And the Meiri and Daf Chav Beis writes that there's a gezel. That even though she wasn't misgayeris yet, nobody else is allowed to steal her. Because it says, v'lakachta lekuchen yesh lecha ba. So what's the gather of gezel here? So the answer is, like according to Rabbeinu, it's beautiful. That there is already a gather of Kiddushin over here. There's some Kenyan Ishus. It's not, she's not an Eshus Ish yet until the second Bia, but already after the first Bia, there's already an Ishus, and therefore there's Gezel. It's Bedavak B'Ishto V'lo B'Eshus Chaver. Nobody else is allowed to take her. So already B'Muhammad, there's already a Gedr of Lekuchin. So again, B'Hadlo Yalof Lezemi Kwa Mavur Lech Hamadav Samaches Samet Beis V'Acharecha. And why don't we learn from there for Muva Alta? So the reason that works is because she's already knuya because of the first bia. That he was bo begiusa. He's already koner. therefore, the bia works for the eshes sifas Torah, but it doesn't work for a regular woman. Vein mashekasavti lekaman da chof beis amar aleph. That's the chof beis amar aleph, where he argues with Rashi. That Rashi says that it's only after the geirus. After her geirus, kiddushin are tofes, even though it's bal korcha. And Rabbeinu says, no, already b'shas milchama, because this pasuk is talking about b'shas milchama. V'shuv lo'i mahani klal shar kinyanim, kevin dikvar knuya. And therefore you can't do kiddushin by other kinyanim, because she's already knuya lo. And even the bia that he has now with her is not a kinyan. Can't be koner, it's just gemar ishus. And therefore you can't learn to regular kiddushay bia, because this is just gemar ishus. And so to a Yavama, other kinyanim are not effective. It has to be bia. And that's what the Gemara says later on, when it says, Ma Yavama shena niknas b'kesef niknas b'bia, what does the Gemara mean? We read out that Gemara. The Yavam is already connected. The lo shayich bot kinyan. A kinyan isn't shayich. Lashon Rabbeinu b'shut safnas panech tuvinsk chelak aleph simen gimel is the kvar hi knuya lo b'kinyan hadin rak ein ishto midin b'kinyan hadin. Rak ein ishto midin Torah, v'lechein lo mahani kiddushin kamo mekadish ishto od pam. She's already knuyala. Just midin Torah, she's not his wife, but there's already a zika. There's already a connection. And therefore, kiddushin don't work. You can't be mekadish your wife. Try to be mekadish your wife a second time. You can't. She's already mekudeshes. So to this yavama is already knuya. So you can't do another kinyan. She's already zkuka. So therefore, all that works is be a... Rabbeinu writes in Shuvas Varsha, in Simon Chavav, Yefshir od Pula Bidavar Shekvara Torah Gazri She's Kukala. You can't do anything else. The Torah already says she's Kukala. Barak Mabia the Etzema Ishus Mahani, only Bia, which is the Etzema Ishus. What's the most reflective of the male female relationship, of the husband wife relationship? Bia. Because money you can give to any woman. Shtar you can give it to a man also. Shtar you can give to a man also. But Bia is only a man and his wife. That's unique to Mamela. That's the Gemara Ishus. The Gemara Ishus by Yavama is Bia, and by a Eshes Yifas Torah it's Bia. But who says that you can make a kinyan on a regular woman who you're not zkuka to, who you're not already connected to? B'chein atam di Yavana v'lo mahani bo shar kinyanu v'zeh ratzona lomar zkuka vo medis lo shayich bo kinyan. So no new kinyan is shayich because she's zkuka vo medis. And therefore, no other kinyan is possible. The only way you could do it is with bia. So it comes out, according to Rabbeinu, that you can't make a kinyan on a yavama, and you can't make a kinyan on a eshes sifas Torah, because she's already knuya. You just have to have bia, but it doesn't have a gedra of a kinyan. The bia doesn't have a gedra of a kinyan kiddushin. The bia just completes the ishus. Just makes her an Eshes Ish. But it doesn't have a gedra of a kinyan. And therefore you can't learn to a regular woman that she could be kona with bia. Because this is b'chal not a kinyan by a yavama and by a Eshes Sifas Torah. And Rabbeinu asserts that he's holding not like Rashi, because Rashi holds that it's the Gemar kinyan. And he says, no, it's b'chal not a kinyan. According to Rashi, it's just a lighter kinyan. But according to Rabbeinu, it's not b'chal a kinyan, the bia. And therefore, you can't learn to regular kedushin. Regular kedushin's a kinyan. But here she's already knuya. And once she's knuya, there's no further kinyanim. And therefore, since she's knuya, so like we said before, somebody can't steal her. If somebody takes her, he's stealing her. She's already knuya. Even though she's not fully an Eshes Ish, but she's already knuya. It's not shaykh to make another kinyan on this woman. She's already knuya. So the Rabbeinu want to know, why don't you learn from later on, from Eishifas Torah? And the answer is, because there she's already Knuya. And this just finishes it off, but it doesn't have the second Bia just finishes it off, but it doesn't have a Gedra of Kinyan. He writes his lashon as Vayim Sifri Derak Bia Koneba. Mishum Delo Desham Kvari Knuya Lo. But he doesn't mean literally Kinyan. It says in the Sifri Ein Lechal Mitzvah Bila. You have a Mitzvah Bila, but it's not a Kinyan. It doesn't bechal the Gedra of a Kinyan. Because she's already Knuya. Sai by Yeshivas Torah and Sai by Yavama. She's already Tzkukuf HaMetz. She's already Kinyan. Elamai, to make her a full-fledged Eish HaSish, so you have to have Bia. That shows you're really married. And then Rabbeinu brings examples of this from elsewhere. Kedako B'Kodesh. Ve'en Rashi Katsav Yovakam Adaf Mem Hei Amit Beis. Gabei Tzad Tamos. This is a very Gishmak of Gemara. Kosher Ba'alav Maseh V'Nol B'Fon of Kor B'Yotzev V'Zik Echad Ha'Vechad Muv Chai Yav Dibreb Meir. The Gemara says, if the ox's owner tied it with reins to a fence or locked the gate before it in an appropriate manner, but nevertheless the ox emerged and caused damage, whether the ox is innocuous or forewarned, whether it's a tam or a muad, the owner is liable since it's not considered sufficient precaution to prevent damage. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tam chayv muad pater. So Rabbi Meir says, no, if it's a tam, the owner is chayv. But if it's a muad, the owner is pater. That it says dafka by a muad, the owner hasn't guarded it. That's why he's chayiv. But if he guarded it, he's fine. But a tam, it doesn't say that, so a tam is chayiv even if he guarded it. So that's the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, lo pater Rabbi Yehuda lo tzad ha'do shebo aval tzad tamas b'mekoy mo'y medes. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is only patering the tzad ha'do. You don't have to pay out to muad. If he guard, you don't have to pay out to muad. But if the muad goes out and damages, it still remains a tam. He's chayv mishum negichas a tam, because tam requires shmirah meula. Tam, even if you guarded it, it's not enough. You need extra special guarding. And since you need to do extra special guarding, it's no good. So he still has to pay out to tam. So what does this have to do with the price of tea in China? So that's the brilliance of Rabbeinu. To go to a Gemara in Bava Kama, which seems has nothing to do with this, but just to show you that we don't say that now he's only chayv in the Shmir of a Muad is because he was already mechuyav to be Shomer Mishum Tam, which is Shmir of Meula, which is extra special Shmir, which he didn't have over here. And therefore it's not a new chayv, Shmira. The earlier chayv is still remains. Because once you have one chiyuv, you can't. It doesn't go away. Now that it's a muad, the first chiyuv didn't go away. So to here, you can't say there's a kinyan ishus on this Eishes Yifas Torah because there's already a kinyan before, even though she's not yet considered his wife. You're right, now that they have Bia, there's a new status, just like by the Mu'ad. By the Mu'ad, there's a new status. He's a Mu'ad. Seder. But you're still chayv in the Shmir of Atam. That never went away. See, here also, yeah, you have this new Bia that makes her a Mamash and Eishes Ish. But the original status of being Knuya that never went away. So nothing was changed in the original Kenyan. So there's still the Kenyan of the first Bia. There's already a Kenyan, so there's not going to be a new Kenyan now. Once you have one Kenyan, there's not going to be a new Kenyan. First Kenyan never went away. Where did the first Kenyan go? So too, now that it became a Muad, but the Shmira of the Tam never went away. It still remains intact. See, so it is that the new doesn't supplant the old. The old remains, and then the new just adds something different. But now what it was already in the old. So already in the old, you had the tam, the chiv shmir of the tam, the shmir ma'ula. And that remains. And therefore you have to pay for if the damage is out's tam. And you already had a kinyan. And that doesn't change even after the, even now that there's a second bia, that never changed. There's still the original kinyan. The second bia is something new, but it doesn't supplant the old, the kinyan. We also have a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Mem Ches. Remeir Menayin Lokech Sodom Me'aviv. Remeir says, from where is it derived that one who purchases a field from his father? When Yovel was knowing and his father died and afterwards he was makdish the field. So where is it derived that it should be considered before him like a Ste'achuzah? And it doesn't revert to the son at Yovel. Minayin Shte Lokech Sodom Me'aviv. Umeis aviv, vachach ikdisha, minayin shtei lefanav kistei achuza, and therefore it doesn't go back in the yovel. Talmud loymar im es stei meknaso asher lo mistei achuzaso. It says, and if he sanctifies to Hashem a field which he has bought, which is not of the field of his ancestral field. So when it says which is not of the field of his ancestral field, shalom mistei achuzaso, this teaches that the halacha, that the field reverts the original owner, applies specifically to a field that is not an ancestral field. Sada she'ena ste'achuza. Yatzda zushi ste'achuza. But this field, which the son inherited before he consecrated it, is excluded because this is an ancestral field. And since it's an ancestral field, it doesn't go back to him in the ovel. Vila Rabbi Yehuda of Reb Shimon, Mesa of Rakachadisha lo tzricha kra. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, a pasuk is not required to teach that in a case where his father died and he consecrated it afterwards, it's not considered an ancestral field. As this is obvious, it is considered an ancestral field, this is obvious. Why? My love b'haka miflegi. Maybe this is their machlokas. Because your mayor holds kinyan peres kinyan aguftami. U'b'habim misis aviv hu delo yaris v'lo yimidi v'kuch meisav v'kachadisha tzarech kra. So the acquisition of an item for its produce is considered to be like the acquisition of the item itself. And in this case, when he purchased the field, in other words, the rights to the produce, from his father before his death. Right? Because we're talking here about where he bought the field from his father. He's loikeach sadame aviv. And then his father died. And then he was makdish. So this is considered a steachuza. This is considered an ancestral field. Because, and why is it considered an ancestral field? Because kinyan haperis kikinyan haguftami. Because the acquisition of peris is like the acquisition of the guf. So when he purchased the field, in other words, he purchased the rights to the produce from his father before his death, so what does that mean? B'misa u'b'ha b'misa saviv lo yaris lo midi. He doesn't yarshin anything. He already took ownership of the field when he purchased it from his father. Nothing changed his father's death. Therefore, if his father died and he consecrated afterwards, a pasuk is necessary to teach it to stay achuza. Because you might think that it's a stay meknaso. Why is it a stay meknaso? Because kinyan haperes kinyan haguf. And so come ashmal on the pasuk that no, it's still considered stay achuza. So even though kinyan haperes is kinyan haguf, and he made a kinyan peres in his father's lifetime, nevertheless, it's still considered ste'achuzah. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Savar Kavri Kim Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami. Uva Misav Vehashu Dekayar Tzulkach Meisav Vivakach Ekdisha. Lo Tzrich Akra. Vechitz Terech Kwa Lak Disha Vachach Meis. Avivu Ditz Terech. And the other opinion holds no. That Kinyan Aperes is not Kinyan Aguf. And therefore, when his father dies, now he's yarshining it. And therefore, it's pashut that it's considered the stei achuzasa, that it's not stei mekinasa. So you don't need a pasuk. So where was the verse necessary? When do you need a pasuk? For where he was makdish the field, and then his father died.
Because what happens when he's makdish the field and then his father dies?
In the case where he was makdish, where the son was first makdish the field that he bought, and then the father died, so in such a case, one would surely have thought that the field is treated like a stei meknasa, because that was its status at the time of the hakdasha. And that's why you need the pasuk to say no, that it's considered stei achuzaso if the father dies. So what does Rabbeinu want from this Gemara? So the Chor, what he wants from this Gemara is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. That if you hold Kinyan, I give Kinyan Aperes, Kinyan Aguftami. So, B'misas Aviv, who de lo yaris velo midi? The Gemara says he's not yarshining anything. So he already bought it. So once he bought it, there can't be Yerusha. So if he had to Mechadish, he said it still has the status of Stei Achuzasa. But as far as yarshining, he can't yarshin it. He was already Kona. You see from here that once if you kinyan a peres kinyan a goof, you're not kona any new kinyan with the Yerusha. So he's already kona this. And above a bas with that fine base, Amud base, also we have this machlokas venkana mokum laharich. And Rabbeinu writes like this in the Tzapnas Panech Madura Tinyana, and Daf Pei Vav in the first column. Ubazel Sashapri Madalachor Akosha, Dalomalo Masi Agamor Kedushan Adalam base to be a kona meachgor the Baalta. Can word Daf Samaches? Why don't we have Ubaalta like on Daf Samaches? There's no kinyan by her because he was already kinyan. In other words, the same. He says that once there's already a kinyan, you can't make another kinyan. Once it's already a tam, so it remains a tam. Even though the mord's on top of it, it still remains a tam. And once he was already koni, kinyan prayers, kinyan aguf, he can't be yarshin it. He's not yarshining anything. So that's just one kurtza ha'ara, the divrei in the Tzapnas Paneach, and the gillion of the Rabbeinu's Gemara. And we have thousands more like this, Rabbi, I say, thousands. So each one is just mamish ge'einisha einfals. It's pillow close. So please stay tuned, and we have a lot more we'd like to share. Thank you so much for listening, and it was a big success. Shalom, shalom.